Hello, I'm Mary O'Donnell and I'm a poet and I'm also a short story writer and novelist, but most people seem to relate to me as a poet. And this is a slightly more political poem than usual and it's called No Ordinary Easter. I did not sleep the night before. The waning moon was gibbous. Winds wrestled from the west around heavy stars. Within the Viking walls, the streets lay ready, with raked seating for officials. Then below, at street level, space for wheelchairs. A city of citizen feeling for those few hours between the end of Easter Sunday and what the morning would bring. A place imagining good of itself. The people, too. Inspired by a vision that might or might not have been true. For those hours before dawn, the voices fell silent, either in sleep or from the sense that this was no ordinary Easter. Beyond the suburbs, across river-silvered counties ribboned in green and orange, drums and flutes poised on the point of play, in towns along the Shannon, the Blackwater and the Nore. And a proclamation was read, whether or not they believed the words, their utterance, that Easter day. Now, I suppose I've called this a political poem. I don't know whether I'm right to do so because I set it at Easter 2016. And we were in quite early that morning, on Easter Monday, just before everything got up and running. And I was thinking about how it had been the night before and the sense of our little nation for once unified about something. And I got a great sense of pleasure from the whole thing, from being an Irish citizen who has never emigrated, who has always lived here, who has hung in with all the causes, good, bad or indifferent, particularly the ones pertaining to women's lives, and that here we are celebrating something. So quite often in my poetic practice, I have approached politics through women's lives. So I'd write about maybe female circumcision. This is going back as far as 1982. Or I've written about the North in certain ways as well. But on this one occasion, I wanted to do something that was maybe positive, because I was feeling fairly positive. And I, or the poet as speaker, is very interested in what preceded all the fun and the panoply and the wonderful extravagance and sense of ourselves on display in a happy way for a change. And I actually felt proud of our Irish Republic. I felt proud to be an Irish citizen who has hung in. And as the Easter events unfolded, I had a sense of what it might be collectively to be part of a new Ireland. And of course, nature was as usual in its cycle. There was a gibbous moon the night before. I remembered, I knew that. And here we were on the edge of the Atlantic, celebrating survival and being, slipping loose from our usual routines. And the whole country danced. The whole country was bright and happy. And the whole country for once believed what I so often took to be a load of old cant, superfluous weasel words. But on that day, perhaps the words and the feelings did match.